Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, real estate fans, avid listeners alike, and you beautiful people on your way to church this fine Sunday morning. Happy day to you. My name's Eric Hatch with Hatch Realty, and we would love to have you stop by, see us, hang out, and maybe grab a mint or two, because that's what we do. Is every time you step in, there's a beautiful mint, and every time I walk by, I have a hard time not freshening my breath. So I need to sell some houses so I can keep my mint habit up. Folks, we'd love to see you at 4215 31st Avenue South in Fargo. And right now, I want to talk at the top of the hour about some opportunities we have. Hatch Realty has been growing. It's pretty exciting. We've been recognized by Inc. Magazine as the third fastest growing company in North Dakota for 2 years in a row, which is really fun. And with that means that there's some opportunities out there. So let's talk shop, okay? We're right now looking for a couple more ISAs, inside sales agents, inside service agents, realistically. But I don't want to call them inside sales, inside service, because that's ISIS, and that's a really bad abbreviation. And so going to avoid that. But the truth is we need some people who love taking care of people. This is a service role with some management and some leadership tied to it. But you're handling any incoming lead that comes to us, and we're in need of a couple more as we grow. We're going to need more people in these roles. And so if that sounds like it could tickle your fancy, if you like systems and organization, and if you're good at routinization and you can be chummy with some folks, this could be a really great opportunity for you. The second opportunity we have is out in the Detroit Lakes area. We are on the grow in our Detroit Lakes area. If you didn't know, Hatch Realty is in Grand Forks, in Fargo, and in Detroit Lakes. And our Detroit Lakes area is on the grow, and we're looking for another agent to join our family. And so if this is you, whether you're licensed or not, if you're not licensed, that has no bearing on this. We can get you qualified. We can show you how to do it. And once you're licensed, you can come into our world and experience the joy that we get to experience all the time. And so looking for somebody who wants to sell real estate in the Lakes area. And finally, we're looking for somebody part-time who wants to help out with some lake area photography. All these positions right now are and can be found on our website at livefargomorehead.com. So if you're interested in wanting to hang out with us, if you're interested in wanting to work alongside us, we're looking to grow, and hopefully you can be our newest team member. But folks, we're also going to talk about selling some houses today, whether you're buying or selling. We have my man, Brian Johnson of Valley Mortgage, in studio with us to talk some numbers and to talk some opportunities here in the market. And of course, our ever illustrious picks of the week. So gang, we want you to head to livefargomorehead.com right now to see what your home is worth, or give us a call at 701-369-4839. First things first, let's find out what's happening with real estate news this week. All right, gang, we're running out of time quick-like, but I want to leave you with some awesome tips as spring is finally upon us. Yeah, the snow is still here. It's going to be gone soon enough, and I want to give you some advice on how to get your home spring fresh, spring ready. It doesn't matter if you're selling or not. I think that we all want a nice little freshen up. Let's start outside, and to boost your curb appeal is a really important thing. Get all those old leaves and that dirty snow and the snow leavings of all that dirt that sits on your grass. Get that out of there. Add some fresh plants. Spruce it up, because if you have that curb appeal, you're like the hot chick at a bar, right? I've never been a hot chick at a bar, but it tends to get more attention than the one that's run down. I sound shallow when I say that, and that really wasn't meant to be that way. I'm simply saying that if you have the right curb appeal, more people are going to be drawn to it, and you're going to feel better, right? Boy, that stumbled my way through that one. Also, we want to have a nice inviting porch if you can. Again, add some greenery. Make sure you clean it up and brighten it up, because winter's pretty dark, and spring can be pretty bright if we do it right. Clean your house, do a deep spring clean, and purge yourself of all that extra stuff that sat inside for so long. Spring cleanup is around the corner, as well as I know that there are so many places that would love and welcome your donations. So please consider getting rid of all the clutter. Strike a nice balance between clean and lived in, right? You want to have your house where it's still yours, but if you clean it up and get rid of a lot of that stuff that you haven't touched in a while, it's going to feel new and bright. I love this one. Consider styling your dining room table. Set it and forget it. It's like the old Ron Popeil food dehydrator, right? Is set it and forget it. And do that with your dining room table, and my guess is it's going to feel a little more fancy-pantsy, which is nice. And finally, rearrange your furniture. My family would do that once a year as we would move some stuff so it felt like a new house even though we were still in it. Now, if you're considering selling, I want to bring some attention to your floors also. Make sure that your floors are spick and span and you have some new carpet if need be. Because when folks walk into a new place, they look down before they look up. They check their tracks and where they're going to walk. And if your floors don't sing a pretty song, neither will the rest of the house. So gang, whether you're considering selling today or tomorrow or not even for a long while, these tips can be helpful for you. Of course, as we talked about with Brian Johnson, if you're considering buying, there should be a sense of urgency in you knowing that it could cost you some serious money if you wait as interest rates go up and so do home prices. But if this isn't right for you, I totally get it. If now's not the time, no pressure, no hassle, no hurry. We just want to help out when the timing is right. So one last time, 701-369-4839 or connect with us at livefargomorehead.com. And that's it, gang. Thanks so very much for tuning in. As always, I'm your host, Eric Hatch on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio. As always, I'm your host, Eric Hatch. And it's time now for the Eric Hatch team's picks of the week here on Real Estate Radio. Oh boy, gang, I'm excited about these picks of the week because we have three screaming deals I need you to not miss out on. I threw a highlighter at the camera and I hit it. I'm pretty excited about this because we get pumped up about the picks of the week. We throw a party in here every time and these houses are worth partying over. Let's start in South Fargo, 1544 22nd Avenue South in Fargo. This is in the Oak Manor second subdivision. $225,000 gets you a beautiful Rambler. Built in 1971, it's like old enough to have all that great character and yet not stuck in a place where you're going to have to do all the fixins. Because a house that is 40-ish years old or 50 years old, you know it's been taken care of over time, right? And for $225,000 with almost no specials on this, the three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and two garage stalls make this a really nice deal. By the way, I said there's new stuff. There's new flooring and carpet. The kitchen and dining room overlooks the backyard. Remodeled bathrooms with a bubble tub and some custom tiled showers. Fresh paint, family room, and a bar in the basement. Gang, this is a lot of house for $225,000. And knowing that interest rates are on the rise means that you should jump on this sooner rather than later. If you need a little more space and a couple more bedrooms, let's head to West Fargo. 1046 39th Avenue West in West Fargo. This is the Eagle Run 9th edition. I love the Eagle Run area in Westport Beach. For $245,000, we're looking at a huge buy level, over 2,500 square feet. This 15-year-old home has only $2,500 left in specials, which is really nice. We're looking at five bedrooms, three bathrooms, two garage stalls. Man, you could have a whole herd of people in this house. And for $245,000, if you're charging rent to your kids or to your friends or whatever it may be, you're going to make some sweet cash. This is a great place on a quiet street. The home is well-maintained, open concept, which is, of course, the HGTV dream, right? New carpet and paint on the upper level. By the way, private master suite with double sinks and a walk-in closet. Ooh, this is a heck of a house for $245,000. If neither of those tickled your fancy, let's go one more house in South Fargo. We're at 3459 28th Avenue South. This is close to my house, so we can be neighbors. It's pretty exciting. $335,000 gets you a huge Rambler built in 1994. When I say huge, I'm talking almost 3,200 square feet. Each floor has almost 1,600 square feet of living area. And it's a five-bedroom, three-bathroom, three-garage-stall home with less than $2,000 in special assessments. This is actually a steal of a deal just looking at the numbers. But when you see the pictures or you get inside, you're going to be wowed. If you say ooh la la, I'll get to say I told you so. We're looking at an updated kitchen, including granite countertops, a huge walk-in pantry, open living and dining, two fireplaces. My gosh, this home is hot, and I want you to call it yours. So please check this home out, the other two homes out, and everything else we have listed at livefargomorehead.com. Or to have your own home featured on Real Estate Radio, give us a call at 701-369-4839. All right, gang, as promised, we have in studio one of the best men in the business. Beautiful, talented, tall, dark, and handsome, Mr. Brian Johnson of Valley Mortgage. So good morning, BJ.
Hey, good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me. I wouldn't say tall, but okay. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're going to leave the dark and handsome part in there, though. That's what your wife tells me all the time.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
BJ, give us an idea of who you are, what you do, so the folks listening can be educated all about you.
Sure. Brian Johnson, I'm with Valley Mortgage. Valley Mortgage, we're the largest independently owned mortgage banker in the Valley. We've been around since 1983. We serve all of Minnesota and North Dakota with your home purchase, refinance, construction loan needs.
And you're a legacy in the business, right? Like, this is a business started by your old man. He got in the business.
He did.
Right?
He's been there since 87, and took over managing it in 89. So he's been in the business for a long time, and I grew up kind of in the business. So traveling around all of northern Minnesota and North Dakota during the summers when I was 8 years old. So.
So you got mortgaged early on, right?
Yeah, I was always around hearing all the lingo. And.
And your sister's in the business as well, right? You guys are partners.
She is, yep. So she's okay. Been with us. She's been in the business since, I think, 97, I want to say.
Wow.
So she's been in quite a while also.
Now, I love the idea that it's a family business. That's actually something that doesn't happen all too often, that you see when the second generation takes over. Mm-hmm. Quite often it's like, uh-oh. You know, like you hand the keys to the kids and the kids don't know how to drive the car.
Right.
And you and Angie have been doing exceedingly well.
Yeah. You know, I think we had a good business model and we've had some definitely good teachers and being able to bring good service to our customers. That's been kind of our stronghold and... I don't know.
Well, Brian, what makes Valley Mortgage different than other companies? Because I know that folks have mortgage options if they're refinancing mm-hmm. or if they're buying a home. Why is Valley Mortgage, why have you found your niche? What is your niche and what makes it so unique?
You know, we take a look at each individual deal in each individual situation and try to figure out a way to make things work best for the consumer. And not everyone does that. And we do that on the front side where all of our loan officers are trained to be able to help customers navigate through the pre-approval process or if you're refinancing and find the best financial option. So we're almost a little bit like, I'm not going to say like a financial planner, but we take a look at the whole financial picture and make sure that we're finding the best solution for the customers on the front side. Mm-hmm. Try to figure out any mm-hmm. of the pitfalls that may come or problems that may arise so that we make the process as smooth as possible for the consumer.
You know what one of my favorite places in town is, Brian, is the King House Buffet downtown.
Really?
The Chinese buffet, because when you go, you have a plethora of options. Well, first of all, I love Chinese food, right?
Right.
Which isn't the topic that I'm getting to, because I will go off on a tangent about General Tso and his beautiful chicken, right? Instead, I want to talk about the plethora of options, right? Mm-hmm. When you go to a buffet, you have a smorgasbord of opportunity, and you can choose what's right for you based on your appetite. Right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing when people go to Valley Mortgage. Is you're not just saying you have to do an FHA loan like this. You mm-hmm. instead show the smorgasbord, that's a fun word to mm-hmm. say. You show the options for people, and if they can't afford or if they're not qualified enough for one of the things, you show them how to get there, right?
Yep, we take a look at, like I said, the whole financial picture. Recently, I had a customer that really wanted a new house. In order to make it work, they had gone to their bank and the bank couldn't figure out how to make it work. I quickly took a look at it, and if we pay off two loans and not put as much money down, it made financial sense for them to purchase the next house. So we take a look at that type of thing and make sure that the customer knows what they're getting into, mm-hmm. knows their monthly budget, and how to make it work.
Smart man, Mr. Brian Johnson. Again, those of you tuning in, Brian Johnson of Valley Mortgage, and we're talking about all things industry related. I want to shift gears a little bit, Brian. We last month when we had you on as our guest, we saw a spike up of interest rates. Interest rates had gone up almost 0.5% from the beginning of the year until now. And now we're hanging around that same spot. We're between 4 and 4.5 for interest rates. Mm-hmm. It's different for each person and the type of loan that they're getting. But let's just give a rough generalization that we're at, say, 4.3% today, mm-hmm. right? Let's go kind of in the middle there. Are we going to see those go up or down in the next 12 months for what's predicted?
You know, I think it's predicted they're going to go up a little bit. Kind of hoping things level off for a little while, but they're probably going to go up, I would say, another 0.5% by the end of the year.
Okay. So it's going to get more expensive to buy.
It is,
right?
Yep.
If we're putting some urgency in folks who are thinking about buying, this might be the little hitch in your giddy up that's mm-hmm. going to make you say, let's jump and let's jump on this. I sent you something, Brian, and I'm going to have you pull it up too, because it's a statistic that we found. Freddie Mac, and who is Freddie Mac, by the way?
Freddie Mac is a counterpart of Fannie Mae, so they're the two giants that back all the mortgage-backed securities in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
They guarantee all the home loans in the U.S.
Their projection for 2019 is that we're going to be at a 5.1% interest rate. Maybe that's at year end.
Mm-hmm.
And so really a year and a half or so from now. But they're predicting that we're at 5.1%. So that's a 0.8% difference, which you could think doesn't make a huge difference. But we also have to think that houses appreciate. Brian, do you mm-hmm. know what the national average for appreciation is on a property year over year?
4-5%.
Yeah, beautiful. I gave you a hint, and you even knew it before you could see the hint.
I got the number right.
Yeah. So CoreLogic projects that 4.3% is the appreciation value of a home annually. So if you own a $250,000 house today, that home's going to be worth over $260,000 in 12 months if it follows that average of 4.3%. So here's the shocking thing, Brian, and correct me if my math is wrong in this, but we're going to see almost $180 a month difference when that house is worth 10 grand more mm-hmm. and your interest rate has gone up from 4.3 to 5.1. That's going to cost you $178 a month. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
BJ, what would you do with $178 a month?
Yeah, probably pay my cable bill or my phone bill, but no, I would probably save it or invest in something else. So
right.
Those are real dollars, and adding up every month, you know, that's over $2,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah. $2,142 mm-hmm. because I have it here on a cheat sheet. And so that's how I know. This is the number that's shocking to me is we can say that today the house is worth $250. This time next year, the house is worth $260. And so we say that's a $10,000 difference. That's going to cost us $10,000 more next year. But amortized over 30 years, that's not a big deal. But when we put in a higher interest rate over 30 years with the extra $178 a month that this is going to cost you, $64,000 extra that's going to cost you over 30 years. 64 grand, BJ.
That's astounding. I know.
Now, would you pay your phone bill and your cable bill with $64,000?
No.
We go buy a boat.
Right.
We buy a boat and then we buy a truck to pull that boat. I mean, they're going to be used, right?
Right.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
It made my voice crack. Because I'm so, that's 64 grand. Folks, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, I might wait to buy a house, if what BJ and I are saying is true, waiting a year might cost you like 64 grand. And that's some cash we want in your pocket and not in the government's and not in the loan officers. Sorry, man. Because you don't make that 64
grand. I don't
grand,
know.
By the
not
way.
At yeah. all. That doesn't come to us.
No, it doesn't. So here's what we need to know is if you're thinking about buying a house, I want to put a sense of urgency in you right now. The first step in the process is you got to figure out if you're pre-approved and how much house you can buy. They need to talk to BJ. Mr. Brian Johnson, how can people get a hold of you?
Sure. Give us a call at my office, 701-461-8450. Stop by and see us at 3315 45th Street South or visit us online at valleymortgageinc.com.
He's like a talking business card. I love it, BJ. By the way, you can go to livefargomorehead.com and see Valley Mortgage there as well. So folks, please, if you feel a sense of urgency, talk to Brian Johnson today. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Real Estate Radio with Eric Hatch.